Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Jeff Hathorn Report brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Winter is coming. It's very Game of Thronesy. Protect your home with a clog-free gutter solution, 888-5-HELMET or gutterhelmet.com. Good morning to you, Jeff. How you doing?
Morning, guys. Yeah, winter's coming. This wind, man, it's not that cold. It feels like 20 degrees colder.
So you've already been out and about. Like, I didn't even register the wind this morning, probably because I'm a zombie when I get into my car.
Just quickly, dog pee. It's cold out. Come on, let's go.
Jeff, it feels like winter is coming on these Penguins if it's not already here, and the season going down the tubes, and it's not even Thanksgiving yet. What can be done? What should be done? How far would Fenway Sports Group be willing to go? Because I'm guessing they weren't expecting this bad this quick with only 16,000 people in the barn this early in the season.
That's the thing right there. Hockey, among all the four major sports, they're the one that relies on attendance more than any. They have to have attendance. It's part of the reason, not the whole, not the main, but it's part of the reason that you keep a Malkin, Letang, those gatekeepers, because people want to come see them. So that's a reason that you keep those guys. And man, they're playing sloppy. I'm not going to say I'm inspired. It's more sloppy. Like, their puck handling is horrible.
Oh my God.
And they're giving away too many chances. And their goaltending hasn't been great, but the guys playing in front of them hasn't been good. I mean, you can imagine Sid put on a good face after the game, but I mean, you can imagine what he's probably thinking when he goes home.
Jeff, is the solution to fire Mike Sullivan at some point? I mean, I don't know what direction they could possibly go other than that to shake some things up.
Yeah, listen, I think Sullivan's a good coach. I loved his answer about how he's not frustrated. He's just determined to make this better. And the guy won Stanley Cups. But, man, we're getting to that point, aren't you? I mean, you hear the same message being preached over. Guys just don't seem to be playing the right way. Now, that being said, I think there are problems that are far greater than Mike Sullivan. I mean, this is just – it's not a great team. It's not. I mean, you could argue it's not a good team. I mean, even when it's playing at its best, I mean, what are its capabilities? But if you still believe in this season, I mean, you're getting to a point where I know it's early November, but games are slipping away, and we've seen the last couple of years – those early games slipped away, and that meant you didn't participate in the postseason.
No, they absolutely matter. And I thought it was damning the other night when the Capitals coach said that they weren't expecting the Penguins' intensity in the first period. I think if you're a Caps fan, you're probably pissed off about that. But if you're a Penguins fan, gosh, Jeff, is that damning. That they weren't in that game, they weren't expecting intensity?
Right. I mean, let's see what happens over the next couple. I was a little bit encouraged by the road trip.
Yeah.
And thought, okay. And Dallas is a good team. And there were some, I mean, maybe a couple of those goals on another night are stopped. But still, man, oof. That's just, here's the other thing for them. Their margin for error is so slim because they don't have either superstars at the height of their game or they don't have some of the depth that maybe they've had in the past. So if things go wrong, it can get really wrong for them.
Well, Pittsburgh went 2-0 this past weekend in against Washington teams, and the Steelers, Jeff, were one of them. What encouraged you the most? As you said, you were encouraged by the road trip by the Penguins, but what encouraged you the most from the Steeler game against the Commanders?
That they needed the offense, and the offense came through. You know, we've seen over the last couple of years that the Steelers can win some big games. They can beat some good teams. But they weren't going to do it because their offense was going to come through in a clutch situation or that they were going to make a key play. Rarely. I mean, most of the time you get in those situations, they just weren't going to win a game where they gave up 27. That just wasn't going to happen. And I think it showed, too, in that fake punt, the confidence that Tomlin has in that offense that we could take this chance here. And if we screw up, I believe in our offense is going to do something. But we haven't seen throws. A Steeler quarterback make throws like Russ since Ben. And you look at the last stretch where they scored points like this, and you compare his numbers to Ben, and they're right on track. I mean, they're very similar, what Russ is doing, to what Ben was doing back in 2020.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And if you want to check out more of that, Jeff, you wrote a good piece on 93.7thefan.com about all that, and you're around the team as much as anybody. Are you picking up a confidence level in the team with Russ that they haven't had since having a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback?
Yeah, yes, I would say that. I think you could feel it with the receivers, not just the receivers, tight ends, like that entire group offensively that they know. I mean, listen, if we all know what that offense looks like and how they can move, the players definitely know. And this is why you saw some of those veterans wanting to have Russ get a shot, because they thought maybe this was possible. So I think it started with Arthur Smith. He brought in a mindset, a confidence, an identity for this team. And that started from day one. So guys started buying in. You saw some early results. But yeah, now right now they're feeling really good about that offense. And it's not just Russ, but look at some of the things Russ can do. And just look at the demeanor of George over the last couple of weeks. He knows he's got somebody that could get him the ball where he can make big plays on a more consistent basis.
Do you think that Jaylen Warren's going to be in the doghouse this week after fumbling on the one-yard line? He seems to go in the doghouse every time he does fumble with Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin obviously hates that. And I'm just worried that he's not going to get the significant amount of touches that he probably would if he didn't fumble against the Commanders that he should get against the Ravens.
Maybe a little bit, but let's see what happens in the game. Like if he starts hot or he makes a couple of plays in the game, I think that gets forgotten. I do. But I get what you're saying. And, you know, Najee had the little tweak of his ankle. I mean, let's see how the next couple of days plays out for him. So he may not be 100% going into that game. You want to have Najee. You want to have Patterson. You know, maybe he was a little rusty in that first game back. But he does. I mean, I get it. If you fumble the ball, you know, that's rule number one, ball security. But I think this is such a huge game, you want and need Jaylen Warren.
With all that being said, and Najee tweaking his ankle, and Crowley and I were talking about this yesterday, it seemed like Cordero Patterson isn't 100%. He looked a lot slower than he did against the Colts before he got hurt. And Jaylen Warren possibly be in the doghouse and maybe getting the bulk of the carries because that's the only option. Could another option be Justin Fields finally getting reps at playing quarterback but running maybe Wildcat, doing different things of enhancing the running game with a different package with him?
It's funny. I was thinking about that in the red zone in Washington. Like, you know, now's the chance. Like, if you want him in there, get him in there. Because remember, I think even on the Freiermuth TD, that was a third down. You're thinking, okay, well, if you're going to use him, why not now? I just haven't seen him in that situation as of yet. I mean, we'll see. I think all things are options. I mean, who would have thought they would fake punt from their own 25 in the first quarter? I would like to think at some point they want to get that dynamic of a player on the field. But I don't think that's something ideally that they want to do. I think they want to roll with the people that they have on offense right now. But you know, in those type of games, you're looking for a difference maker. Man, that guy can be a difference maker.
Jeff, the last seven Steelers-Ravens games, here's the final score. 17-10, 17-10, 16-13, 16-14, 16-13, 20-19, 19-14. Steelers ran the ball 43 times against Washington. Baltimore very good at stopping the run. Obviously abhorrent on the back end and pass defense. Do you think the Steelers flip the script here? Do you think Russell Wilson throws the ball 40 times in this game?
He may have to. Now, that being said, it'll end up being a 6-3 final. You know how it goes when you think it's going to be high scoring and it doesn't end up being that way. Listen, this Baltimore offense is the best offense in the league. I mean, just look at the numbers with Lamar. 24 touchdowns, 2 picks.
Oh, my God.
He's 21st in the league in rushing, even with all those passing stats. I mean, the guy is playing at a level. I mean, he's the best player in the game, and he does it so uniquely. And his, like his pre-snap awareness is so much better. Like he's recognizing things. I think you're going to, all that being said, that means you're going to have to score. So yeah, I think you will see some more of Russ. And I do think it'll be more of those maybe 8-10 years ago where you saw more offense in this matchup. And that being said, I like the Steelers in this game just because their defense is better.
Yeah, I agree with that. Jeff, really good stuff, and really good stuff on 93.7thefan.com. We will talk to you on Thursday. Appreciate it.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's the man, Jeff Hathorn.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.